to the Weekly Rant. This is your host, Ryan Demarest, and with me I have my faithful sidekick, Joseph Armstrong.
I'm here, present.
Awesome, awesome intro. I also have our good friend Mackie back on from episode 3.
This is true.
And today we're watching Dead or Alive. To remind you guys, this is the Weekly Rant where we pretty much comment on movies as we watch them. All you gotta do is hit play on the DVD and the podcast at the same time. Should sync up pretty well. We're just gonna pretty much riff on it for about an hour and a half. God only hopes that the movie's that long. We'll see how that goes. Something we didn't mention was that we tried to do an episode 3.5 where we commented on Always Sunny. And,
in Philadelphia.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, yeah, that great, great TV show. But it got deleted, and the computer pretty much ate it, so that is completely gone.
Sorry about that, it's my computer, ate stuff.
It's okay. But, essentially what you missed was, it's a great show, fucking buy it. If you don't, you're retarded. It was delicious. So says the Mackie.
So, apparently, this movie is what, set in real time, set in present.
As opposed to fake time, Joe?
Well, no, I mean, it's set in, like, supposedly it happens today, right?
I guess.
And yet
there's
a nation.
It is supposed to be grounded in realism.
That still lives in the past, as you can see.
Dead or alive.
Right? I mean, it's
let's face it, these people probably go out back, dig a hole, and shit in it.
They're a little behind the curve, I'm not gonna lie.
However, somehow, even though they're living in the past, majority of the females in this movie, boob jobs.
I like to think Oprah shits in the woods.
She lives in Chicago, there's not a lot of woods there.
Maybe she owns a forest in her backyard. Maybe
she wanted
maybe
to
she
own
has
a, forest,
a door to a magical kingdom.
She goes to
where
her
she shit in
she
the woods.
She goes to her school in Africa.
This is Devin Aoki. You might recognize her from Sin City. She was Miko. The samurai for the girls in the prostitute land. I can't remember the name of their place.
She just has a stern look about her. I don't like it.
She kind of looks like a man.
This movie is based on two things.
She's always angry.
Completely unrealistic and implausible fighting techniques and tits and ass.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say
that's a good point.
I want to say that the fighting in this is more realistic than Mortal Kombat.
Which was episode 3.
When you get down to the nitty gritty about it, their kicks are actually hitting people. Within range of hitting people. You know, there's not a lot of fake kicking at air.
Joey here has some Taekwondo.
Which I would say is bogus.
That's very true.
You never kick at air. It's stupid.
This kid kicks a heavy bag, and you shit yourself watching it. Because it's one of the most horrific experiences. It's just horrific.
I have thunder thighs. Now,
purple hair looks stupid. I'm sorry, I had to break it up. That purple hair looks retarded.
Not just to mention, if she's a part of the clan, why isn't she Asian? Is she Asian,
right
the purple-haired chick?
A little bit of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon bullshit.
A little bit.
Kind of some weightless crap.
Yeah, is the girl with purple hair, is she
purple
really
hair.
Indigenous?
Maybe stupid, but would you fuck her?
I would, and
That's a dumb question, Tom. Mackie. Mackie Vika.
Wait, she just has a hand glider under her kimono.
Because we are 4 minutes into the show and I already fucked up your alias. I'm sorry. That's gonna happen quite a bit. I'm toasty. Yet again.
Okay.
Would I fuck her?
Okay.
Wrong. The one is extremely...
No! She's a fucking man, pretty much, dude.
Who?
She's
person?
Way too... Nah, she's
overly
a little...
Muscular,
yeah, she's a little...
I like hard-bodied. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Alright, so let's go back.
I like to be afraid.
Devin Aoki, the man-faced one from Sin City, scale from 1 to 10, fuck meter, 1 to 10, what you say? On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, 5.
And Tom's drinking.
Mackie.
Yeah, I said his name.
1 to 10 for her?
No. 1, 3... Motherfucker,
listen. From the first scene, if you focus more on...
The one from Sin City. The first one. The princess.
Drinking.
On 1 through 10?
1 through 10, fuck meter. Fuck
four.
Suck.
4.
5.
I
we said 5.
Five.
Okay. So we're pretty much all in accordance.
Okay,
alright,
about...
then we go with purple hair. Cause she was the one we saw. Purple hair. Mackie, you might want to get in on this. Purple hair. Fuck meter, 1 through 10. 3, 2, One. Nine.
Did not get a good enough look.
You're seven. Worthless. Yeah, I'd say seven.
I think she's pretty cute, except for that fucking hair.
Well, okay, maybe all right. Cheated, she reminds me of somebody.
All right, Jamie Presley. Tina. Tina Armstrong, actually. Joey. Joey, she might be related. Hey, that's a turn on, right?
We're not getting into that.
I'm kidding. Nothing happened that's questionable. Nothing, ever. All right. Yeah. Fuck meter again. 1 through 10, Tina Armstrong, i.e. Jamie... Wrong. Jamie Presley, i.e. Tina Armstrong. 1, 2, 3,
nine,
4,
6, 7.
I dig chicks with muscles, man. Not bodybuilders, but like a toned body. It's just awesome. I mean, what
not
can you do with that? What can you do with that? You could fuck forever.
Women are supposed to be a little softer on the edges.
You gotta be a power fuck.
I gotta tell you, she's
and that's awesome.
Slightly beyond fit.
Yeah, women are supposed to be soft around the edges.
Yeah.
I disagree.
At
but
the point
that's
when
fine.
You got
I mean,
more,
that's what this is about.
If she's got more definition than me, I'm sorry, it's gonna be a bit of.
I don't give a shit about that. I'll wear
oh,
a shirt.
I don't care about that.
I'll wear a shirt.
Wow, here we go.
You're gonna have to because she's pretty fucking cut.
I know. She could cut me anytime. That's
it's not a matter of if she could cut any of us anytime. If she walked in the door and begged for one of our cocks, nobody's putting it down.
I'd put it down. I would put it down.
You would not
put
it down.
No,
you
we're
gave
not
her the highest
down.
Rating.
Put it down would mean like walk away from it.
You know,
it.
Down, negative, bad, lower, bad.
Okay.
In fairness, if no, I'm done. I'm not gonna even finish that train of thought.
What? You gonna say that I would fuck anything that moves?
I might have.
Okay.
You're right. I would. You got me.
Well, if it moves seductively enough.
Moves seductively and has a vajayjay. No, I don't take you for flip flopper.
This right here, good scene, seductive scene.
All right, Christy. Fuck scale 1 through 10.
Hold on, can we do that at the end of this scene? Because...
Well, if we could do it really quickly. 1, 2... Alright, are you ready? Are you ready, Mackie?
I haven't even seen her. I've seen her as a
you're
face.
A dumbass.
We've already seen this before.
You don't fuck a face.
We've already seen this before. And you can't fuck a face.
Well,
it's called face fucking.
Well, this is true. That's usually a prison term, though.
Ooh, maybe.
Let's wait until we see her flipping around. You know, one of the big... This is why I don't like PG-13 movies. This movie, as an R movie...
Clearly needs to be mature.
You would have ass. You would have tits.
Tits flopping.
You might even have slight side vajayjay. Not actual vajayjay, but naked side nudity.
You know, that's a good point. You never see actual spread lip vagina.
That's called a pornography.
You know what?
But you see
you know what?
In its full...
One time I walked in, my dad watched Stargate,
not erect
and in case you're not, like, seeing the hand motions, it's the quotations, Stargate, and apparently, like, one of the chicks got her clothes ripped off, and it was full bush, and for a long time, like, I thought that was, like, some Stargate shit, like, on Showtime, because Stargate SG-1 came on Showtime, you know, I was like, dude, they're showing, like, with JJ and, like, Bush and, like, a TV show, that's crazy. Turns out he's just watching porn, and he tried to lie to me to get me to not realize, but, good lesson. Good lesson. Random story. Sorry about that, but you heard it. Oh, well.
See, there is no reason why you shouldn't see your tits in this scene. Just none. They have to do a fucking CG dead sheet instead.
That'd be an awesome job.
Yeah, there's a good question. Do you think she was actually good?
No, yeah. She probably had pasties.
Yeah, pasties, okay.
That's pretty much good.
Alright, so now that you have a full glimpse of her... Scale from 1 to 10. Do you guys have your number?
Yeah.
I have my number. Joe, number?
Yeah.
Alright. 1, 2, 3, 8. Nice!
Wow.
Okay. No further discussion necessary.
Very nice. Very nice. I don't believe we're all on the same page. That's amazing. I really thought Mackie was going to throw a kink in there and be like, 4.
She almost had the 9.
Almost had a 9.
But when I saw her walk in the elevator and I saw her butt, I thought, you know, that could be slightly fatter, slightly tighter.
Wow.
Which are completely contradictory.
They are. I was agreeing with the fatter.
Oh,
tighter would be great
butt?
Too.
She could have a bigger butt?
I would like a bigger butt.
Did you see her butt?
It was a nice butt. Don't get me wrong. That's why she's an 8. Her face doesn't do it for me.
It's too...
It's something.
I want to say it's a little kiddish.
It almost
is a little bit with the rounder face.
It's a little weird.
What's the problem?
This okay, goofy son of a bitch.
Child molester.
There's your DOA invitation.
She apparently has some poor shit going on, too.
Christy, assassin and master thief.
Did you guys ever play DOA enough to know about, like, the characters? And I was going to ask, like, the same question we asked for Mortal Kombat.
No, I did not play DOA.
It was a fighting game like Mortal Kombat, which is why we're watching it. So you're pretty much out. Joe, did you ever play it?
I played a little bit with you of the game that you have, but I never played it on that.
Damn it. So if I asked, like, favorite characters, you wouldn't know anything about it?
I like the guy that does Muay Thai, the black guy.
Zach.
That's my favorite.
Zach.
Just for the fighting style, pure fighting style, nothing, no aesthetics, nothing, like, I like the way it looks.
Mine was Chrissy. Same with fighting style, she was just really fast, and you could kind of button mash a little bit and be pretty damn decent at it, as long as you could counter a little bit.
She fight this one?
Oh, okay. Sarah Carter. This is Helena. Okay. Scale from 1 to 10.
Well,
Already, I'm a little biased.
We should do the 1 to 10 after the rain fight, because if you were watching the podcast and you were thinking, this movie's lame, I'm turning this shit off, let's just say there's going to be a fight in the rain.
Slow motion.
Slow motion fight in the rain.
As little clothes as possible. Bouncing.
Yeah, there's basically a bikini fight.
Bouncing.
In a rainstorm.
Between Helena and Chrissy.
It is something else.
It's something else.
Something to behold.
I'm going
to
go ahead and say my number. Because
you'll gouge out your eyes at the end of it, because you're never going to top it.
Fucking 10.
Unless you watch porn.
Sarah Carter, fucking 10. She is my numero uno gal besides Uma Thurman and Natalie Portman. So she's pretty much my numero tres, but it doesn't fucking matter. Fucking incredible.
I don't know. I'm a little turned off by the little girl voice, and I don't know if she's doing
okay
this
by that.
Movie, but that kind of freaks me out.
Nah, she did in Smallville, too. I'm okay with it, though.
I'm a little freaked out by it. Not gonna lie.
Interesting.
I don't think he really is.
That's a good point.
I think he wants to be.
Oh, and by the way, she's grabbing his junk right now. Which is, that's the exact face I would make if somebody was grabbing my junk. That guy looks like a cross between a child molester and the Merovingian. And Grant Gabriel from Smallville, to bring it up again. There's Wang in the background.
Yeah, from Tekken.
I keep fucking saying that. His name in DOA is Genfu or something. It's one of the above. She's so hot.
No, you know, I'm not just saying it.
Helena?
I'm a little creeped out by the kiddish voice.
I am so fucking turned on by it. I don't even care.
Look, bottom line, estrogen, lack of testosterone, equals high-pitched voice.
That's a good thing.
The chick is 100% fucking female.
That's what the doctor told me.
Do you realize the estrogen can change into testosterone?
High-pitched voice.
Like, it's not
fucking play that game.
It's not a separate chemical.
High-pitched voice. What do you mean it's not a separate chemical because it could change? High-pitched voice, femininity. I'm sorry. It doesn't have to be young. It's just femininity. She's hot, and she has a cute voice. And just because some 10-year-old girl sounds like her, that's no reason to say she's unattractive.
Yeah, I just fundamentally disagree with you there.
It's okay. At the weekly rant, we have different opinions, and that'll happen.
It's just some of them are supportable, and some of them aren't.
Check us out at theweeklyrant.blogspot.com.
Some of us like women, so...
If you look at her on this video, and you call her a little girl, you are fucking blind, retarded, or just...
But I think voice plays into attractiveness, and I think it can be a turnoff. And for me, it's a turnoff, and it's just an opinion, and therefore I'm right, because opinions can't be wrong.
All right, so to settle this, I think we're going to have to give numbers. We're going to have to give our numbers so we can see just, like, how much of a quantitative turnoff this is for Jacob. All right? Okay, that's okay. Don't worry about it. All right. Give your rating of Helena. Do you know who we're talking about, Tom?
Kendall.
All right.
Mackie does.
3, 2, 1, 10.
6.
Wow!
I have to do it.
You're putting her on the scale of... Wait. What were your other ratings? Wait, no, alright. So Devin Aoki was a 5.
She is one above average because she has a high-pitched voice. It makes a lot of sense.
I don't believe that's
escape,
that much of a turnoff for you.
You cannot escape the voice. The voice will come into play.
If she's not talking, you can escape the voice.
Yeah.
So,
you'd be like, hey, come into my bed, but don't talk.
I don't have any problem with it.
I don't have a problem with the voice.
If you did have a problem with the voice, would you have any?
Okay.
Seriously, you can't get away from the voice.
Fair enough.
That's a good point.
A smoker's voice is about the only voice that's going to be turning me on.
Not your country voice for me, which is also why I gave Jamie Presley a lower score.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fan of that voice. I'm not a fan of the country accent.
I can't handle the country accent.
You can handle it?
I can, yeah.
I'm not a fan. I grew up with it, too. That's why I hate it.
Well, you grew up with it, too, but you're not necessarily... Or your people are not necessarily from here. So there was an automatic bias there.
Are you talking about the Jew? The Jewish race? My people?
No, I'm talking about...
Oh, my family.
Yeah.
I gotcha. My people. And I walked with them through the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses reference, by the way. If you didn't get that, you're fucking retarded. And
historically, the Jews were never enslaved by the Egyptians. There's not a single bit of proof for it. I'm sorry, people. Sorry. Just had to bring it up. They wandered the desert for 40 years, and they never left a single artifact. It makes a lot of sense.
40 days.
Well, the desert's a big place. You can lose a lot of stuff.
It was 40 days!
No. There is absolutely no proof that ever occurred.
Oh, my God! I want to have your babies.
How are we talking about the Bible when there's, like, T and A on?
Well, because if T and A has a high-pitched voice, some people don't find it attractive. Now, I'm sorry. Because you just can't escape this, Joe's my friend.
You just can't escape.
Joe's my buddy. I like Joe. He generally has good taste in women. But if you can't give up one attribute for that, I don't know. You might as well just go for dudes.
Okay, I think this is, again, a hands-down situation. If they came in the door and threw it around... You wouldn't refuse. I wouldn't refuse
either. Okay.
But since we get the option,
I would bite my own arm off.
Since we get the option, I get the option of putting it lower.
Wow.
You know, you would bite off your arm to finger fuck.
Just a finger fucker.
I think I'd keep my arm.
I really.
I don't know, if it was just like you can finger fuck me if you bite off your arm, I would totally bite off my arm.
She's extraordinarily attractive, but you know I'm pretty happy with what I got.
I'm okay with biting my arm off for her. That's all I'm gonna say.
Which arm?
My left arm.
Isn't that the non-dominant arm?
It is the one that I do the deed with. But it's not my moneymaker arm, so I'm going to have to go with that one.
Alright, you know what? We'll make a slight venture into homosexuality. Let's rate Tavon. Zach was in the Shield.
Fucking, alright, best drama on TV. Not on TV right now, but was on TV and will hopefully be coming back.
Yeah.
We're going to throw that out. Shield.
He's a pretty talented actor.
Buy it.
This movie does him a little bit of injustice because he really is a pretty good actor.
He's a great actor. Mackie, what was that movie we were watching the other... Beer Fest. I think the Beer Fest guy, the bodybuilder you were talking about, is in this one.
Gunter Schlierkamp.
I think he's in this one, too.
He could be.
As Bayman or something.
Which German guy was he?
Gunter
the
Schlierkamp.
The smaller one.
He was the shorter guy, but clearly
had
more
shorter hair.
Yes.
Hair? Okay. Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff. Not necessarily.
My God, YouTube the guy. He is a monster. He's a freak of nature.
So we digress a lot, Mackie. What was the point you're gonna make? What were we wanting to rate Tavon on a scale from 1 to 10 hotness?
I was just gonna say that you know we can't be unfair because there's a really minute chance we have a female listener.
So we
should probably come up with the head. Let's not go through the males one by one, but let's just say who the best looking male in the movie is, and I don't think we can do this yet because we clearly haven't seen enough of it.
It's the guy from the Killers video. Hands down.
Eric Roberts.
He has glorious hair.
I'm gonna actually have to go with Tavon or Zach. Something about the dark meat, I don't know. It calls me.
He is more cut. He is definitely cut.
He doesn't have a country accent. He's not like an 80-year-old who looks like a washed-out hippie. I'm gonna have to go with Tavon.
Yeah.
When he's on Tavon.
He's got kind of a dick hair.
Oh my God, Sarah Carter Doomy.
Oh, but her voice is really high, Ryan.
You're really going to just keep going on this.
Hopefully the listeners, as they see these scenes, will just completely become disenfranchised with your opinion. Because, what did you say initially? You said 6?
Yeah.
By the end of the movie, I hope for at least a 6.5 or a 7.
We don't do halfsies.
An admission of a 7.
Oh.
Because that, I mean, come
on. Okay, well, look. All right, you know what? Hey, I'll make a little deal. I will go 7 if Ryan goes 5.
I will go 5.
On
she is wrestling. Definitely average, and like you said, if she came through the door, I would not refuse. I would totally not Oh my butt fucking Jesus.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go.
Oh, Sarah Carter!
The voice. I can't step away from
it. But as she rollerblades by, and all you have is from the bottom of her tits to the top of her knees, I mean, you just can't even... You can't even deny the beautiful...
I'm about to whip out my cock.
Yeah.
And start playing with it.
Yeah, we are about to have to make Ryan put his cock back in his pants.
Oh, Sarah Carter. Yeah, Jinfu, that was his name. It was Jinfu. This guy, who you might know from Reba... If you watch Reba, I unfortunately have the misfortune of that honor? Dishonor? Shame?
I've never seen the show, but I have a feeling I never want to.
It's pretty bad.
I'm a pretty negative guy.
You are. And, you are, in fact, Mackie.
I disqualify a lot of stuff before I even watch it, but I think on that one I made the right call.
You did.
I don't think that this guy's a candidate for Best Looking Male in the movie.
No, I don't. The Japanese guy or the Bayman before him?
The reality of it is that it's probably either an extra or the thief. The thief guy who doesn't know how to fight.
Oh, a thief. Tavon, man. Tavon all the way. Best looking guy.
Tavon's a good looking dude.
Okay, I'll take it back. I like.
If we're talking about, like, without the green hair, Tavon. Without the mohawk and the little goatee, Tavon.
I might have to go with Hayabusa.
Which that one's Hayabusa?
That victory with
the guy that
Bayman
plays Ninja Gaiden.
That victory with Taves.
The one that comes on later?
It was a little bit fake.
Oh, interesting. That's Lee. That's my second favorite character to play with. Because, again, he's fast. I like fast characters in fighting games. Usually.
Well, this character right here, the nerd, is kind of a throw to the people that
play the video games.
The stereotypical video game player. Yeah, so you mean he's all in black? It's pretty...
That guy.
Yeah.
I thought that's not Ninja Gaiden.
I thought he was.
Or Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden is the guy who comes in later. Wait, no, Ryu
that
Hayabusa.
You're right.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a different guy completely. Might be.
No, it's okay. I mean, you did tell me this when we first saw that guy, so that's fine.
This movie just doesn't need to have slow moments.
Yeah, flashbacks. I mean, it's.
Flashbacks.
It's obviously trying to throw in story.
Anything with story or emotions needs to be thrown out the window. That is not why people watch this movie. This is not why I have it.
This is very clearly a TNA movie.
Even if it is a TNA movie, they need to stretch out the time. And I think, regardless of how unabashedly TNA it is, they're trying to shift the perception. Or at least give some reason why it's not just all TNA.
People, meaning the actresses, the directors, they need to admit what they are and cherish it. This is basically a couple of steps above softcore pornography, and I'm okay with that.
Totally.
Very close to softcore pornography. Very, very close.
And he gets an invite, and that's the last time you see him, and that's why Princess Kasumi went to DOA... to find her brother, whose name I cannot remember right now. I think it is Ching Chong.
Yeah, okay, you get on me for being insensitive.
I'm insensitive to people who haven't had to suffer through shit. You know? Sorry, Asian community, listen to me. You haven't suffered through shit. It's like white people.
Except for
you know
here.
What?
Except for nuclear railroads.
Yeah, except for nuclear holocaust.
Okay.
Deserved it when they joined the Germans.
If you've read the book,
Farewell
to Main Zara.
The Ryan Demarest interpretation of history.
And if you've read the book Farewell to Main Zara, it's about concentration camps for Japanese people. During World War II, we had them in the United States. We shipped them to camps.
I don't know if I call them concentration camps, but
I want to see the number on that. I want to see how many Japanese people or Asian people were suffering.
I don't remember
that
number, but there was a ton.
I would say pretty much every Japanese person.
Yeah, they were pretty thorough. Especially on the West Coast, because that was closest to Japan.
And no, I mean, there were no gas chambers there.
No.
But you don't imprison people.
Yeah.
Unless they... You don't.
Alright, I take that back then. Maybe they aren't the least suffered people. That probably goes to the Canadians.
I would
so,
say, no, I would
fuck
say,
Canada.
I would say white male Christians. Protestant white male Christians.
Well, no, because we're uptight white honkies. I'm going to say Canadians get no fucking bad rep.
Neil Young is Canadian. There's the case.
What does that even mean?
He's an ugly guy and everybody hates him.
Everybody
thinks he can't sing, so...
Oh, it's that guy.
Everyone thinks all they do is
play. And the color balloons!
Yeah, I like that song, but whatever.
They do more than just play hockey. What is up with an Asian chick with freckles?
She's not... She's like...
Not fully Asian.
She's halfsies, like...
Well, there you have it, then. There you have
it.
Because I would say someone who's 100% Asian probably not going to have
But they
Lucy
have,
Liu.
Have you heard the legend of the nappy dugout?
We can
also do
above or below in this movie as well. Characters, actors, actresses that you think are above or below this movie. Lucy Liu. Go.
I'd say above.
Below. Or at par.
At par. I think she could very well be in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, she was in X versus Sever, right?
She was in
yes.
Charlie's Angel.
She was in Full Throttle.
Which, I mean, is another piece of just TNA.
She was in Full Throttle.
I don't...
Which we covered in episode 2. Check it out on iTunes or dig.com.
There's more plot.
They pretend there's more plot, and then they also have Cameron Diaz, who's like one of the most highest paid actresses. So I don't know if star power.
I don't know if highest paid has shit to do with talent, and I have hiccups.
But I'm gonna give it to.
The mic is picking them up. I apologize.
I'm gonna give it to McGee for being brave and including a man in the Charlie's Angels cast, Drew Barrymore.
Wasn't she doing coke at like age 10?
I think she gets a little bit of a bum's rap because she's just a little bit chunky.
She looks like a horse.
I think she gets a bum rap because
she's got a horse face.
She was like a child star, and that's why child stars don't become anything.
You know who else was a child star?
Let's get back.
Michael Jackson.
Right, he looks more feminine than
this
Barrymore
scene
does.
In the movie right here. It looks like it's gonna devolve into a porno.
Yeah, she's putting lotion on. They're both in kind of roguish.
And you wish
stuff.
It would. You really just wish it would.
Yeah, just lube up the thighs.
But at the same time, it's PG-13, so the most you would saw is these two going to bed. But if you wait like 3-4 minutes, she ends up going into bed with another female. Mm-hmm. So that's you count your blessings. You count what you can get.
Yeah, but I mean, even if you're like 13 and watching this, you're probably already beaten off to it.
By this point, yeah, if you're 13 and watching this, you blew your load like 18 minutes.
Yeah,
ago.
Maybe twice.
Maybe twice.
To, you know, work on it. You
wow.
Know, but
violence, sexuality, what the hell more could an American teenage boy want?
Gruesome death scenes.
Yeah. That
vulgarities. I know as a teen, I loved vulgarities.
Yeah. Profanity, stuff you felt like you weren't supposed to be able to watch.
That's right.
Yeah, the whole taboo.
Here's a little Zach scene. Zach scene. And that scene does not demonstrate that she's just a tad bit too ripped.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
I admire it, but
it's
not,
okay, we have our differences.
I'm not looking to be overpowered.
She could spit in my face and call me by a different name. I'd still like it.
Okay, well, clearly we have some standards.
I want Sarah Carter to come in here and jack me off. This is gonna turn into what we want these people to do.
Sarah Carter.
I want those two guys to disappear because they're wasting my screen time.
That's right. I want Eric Roberts and then this jackhole to go off in the back room, beat each other off, and to stay there the whole fucking movie. Sarah Carter come out, take Christy by the hand, and then slowly beat each other off.
I want Kasumi to get the piss out of her cornflakes and be happy. But that's never going
to
happen.
What I'm trying to decide is, do I respect her too much to allow her to lick my butthole?
Not at all. Wait, who are we talking about?
Yeah, who are we
talking about?
Carter.
No, I respect her too much. I don't want her to lick my asshole.
Yeah, I don't even like
everything
her that
else,
much, but
not my asshole.
I'm definitely not, like, girl lick guy's ass. Like, that's one thing that I just can't
lick
get
nipples,
imagine
lick balls.
A girl licking a girl's ass?
Imagine
okay
the
that.
Bragging rights associated with that.
Yeah, but there's so many other things
so
that
nasty.
Are way more pleasurable for me that
it's
I can brag about.
It's nastier than this guy in camo.
Let's not even go there, because you're going to get me started on this whole thing, where girls say they don't find that attractive.
What, guys?
Yeah. Oh
the gunshot! The gunshot noises when he jacked his arm.
Yeah, that's retarded.
I think we need to call that out.
That is retarded.
That's a little much in this movie when they do shit like that.
Well, let me just say, you know, women, they say, oh, I don't think he's attractive, he's too big, and all this bullshit. The thing that women don't realize is that even just these basic guys, these underwear models and whatnot that they find attractive, those dudes are jacked. Those dudes are ripped. They are spending...
They're not jacked like this, though. Like, they're on super steroids.
Well, they're a bit smaller than this guy, but I think you'd be surprised how big they actually are.
Yeah. They just had sex. That's what's implied.
They totally just had sex, yeah.
Sex, which is the PG-13 version of Something Awesome.
Something Awesome meaning sex?
Something Awesome meaning sex.
Oh, yeah, kick a pillow at him. That's gonna hurt.
If you use it to veil your awesome punch.
You know what's sad is this movie is actually better than Mortal Kombat.
And that's because it was done later. That's all.
Quite possibly, yeah.
There's just more direction. Because direction's evolved.
More visually pleasing.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy who directed this also directed The Transporter 1. And, La Femme Nikita. Correct.
I can see that.
Correct, the Mundo.
With the kind of jarry shots, like the camera always moving.
Yeah.
And the kind of play fighting. It's almost,
Transporter?
It's almost a ballet.
Severely underrated. Such a fucking fun film.
Transporter?
The Transporter 1. Such a fucking film.
Yeah, 2, you don't really need to waste your time with.
Transporter 2 is decent, at best.
1 is good.
Transporter 1 was fucking so
fun.
It's
a very interesting take on a movie.
Nice Asian ass in there.
You know, I mean, you like it, you want to see a good action film, but it has a European twist on it. A certain style that's not emulated here in the States.
He's naked. That's a date gone wrong.
I've had that happen a couple
times. We've all had that happen. Big fucking naked guy falling into your laps. Yeah. That's called a Saturday night for me.
Slow Tuesday.
Slow Tuesday. A fast Tuesday being what, Mackie? Nice. That's all we really have to say.
Oh, and then we have some...
slight lesbian in
Yeah, homosexual though. Is a joke.
A baby girl.
Well, if it's two guys, it's an abomination. If it's two females, it's slightly arousing.
Well, it's PG-13, and gay guys... Is there a gay PG-13?
Is there a gay PG-13? What's that mean?
Like, PG-13 movies, has there been a movie about gay guys? It's PG-13.
I have no fucking idea. I don't know if there's even a movie I can call it that is about gay guys. Brokeback Mountain is R. But that's because... That's because fucking Jake Gyllenhaal fucking takes it hard in that movie. Like, he lets you, puts him on, like, all fours.
Back to the point. Is there a PG-13 movie that has gay guys in it?
Yeah. Like, really, outside
maybe
of Brokeback Mountain,
maybe a reference,
I cannot think of a movie with gay guys.
There's never a depiction of it. You could take
I can't think
like,
of a movie with gay guys outside of Brokeback Mountain.
Okay, you got Sweet Home Alabama has a gay guy in it.
Does it?
You got Birdcage, which is probably PG. That might be R.
Birdcage was PG-13.
Okay.
Birdcage was
Although,
it? We will find
would,
out.
Again, I would say it doesn't show two men in bed. It doesn't do anything even remotely.
Yeah, because this has two chicks in bed.
But for some reason,
joke.
Showing the two females, yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Religious Right. Thank you for fucking me out of seeing two guys in bed. I really appreciate it. I really do.
I'm okay with it. I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I don't really want to see it, so it's okay.
Well, none of us want
to
see it because
Wait. If you haven't seen Brokeback Mountain, you can't talk. I have seen Brokeback Mountain, so I think I can say whatever I want and
I
not be labeled racist or a hater.
Accidentally stumbled across homosexual pornography. So, I mean, I got you topped already.
Who hasn't? The question is, when you stumbled across it, did you keep it on, or did you just kind of go with it, or
you
turn away?
It for a little bit, because
well,
you thought
I'll
the guy was working a girl.
Were you waiting for the chick to come out?
Was I tried to figure out how exactly they were intertangled in that way, and then I got rid of it.
Rated R for language.
Because, let's be honest, when you're looking around...
That was it, though.
When you're looking around at the pornography, you're looking to be aroused. You don't want to lose wood, because something like that pops up.
Alright, so, Alright, fair enough. Birdcage is rated R, actually, so we don't have a PG-13 yet. Reaper is a show on TV with two gay guys. Demons, yes, but they're portrayed as good guys.
PG-13 movie.
It's not a movie, but it's, I mean, that's PG-13, if not less than PG-13.
Okay, but it's, I don't want to say it's a TV show and not popular, or not accessible to everybody, but movies, just about everybody can see. You don't have to have a cable subscription to see a movie.
Wait. I'd say more people see TV shows than movies. Because it is easier to watch a TV show than go out with the hassle of going to a movie theater paying $8-9 per movie.
But also because TV shows are so accessible, they're so missable. You might not even know that TV show exists because there's so many. But movies make it big enough to where you have to know about it. Even if you don't see the movie, you know about it. You know?
That's a good point.
Oh, and then this is dad and daughter fight, wrestle style, which I would have to say is the fakest style fight.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's fun and goofy.
I just think it's scripted.
Oh, no, it's totally.
Yeah, it's great. It's great comical fighting, but
I mean, let's be honest. When you're delivering
as
blows,
good as it gets,
when you're delivering blows of that magnitude, you can't do it.
So here we go.
Half. You just can't.
We did find some PG-13 gay movies. As Good as It Gets has Greg Kinnear and Cuba Gooding Jr. as a gay couple. But in favor of Joe's argument,
best in show.
Almost all of these are rated R.
Best in show.
That's Billy Elliot, also PG-13. In and Out, which has Kevin Klein, confused sexually, of course. Lion in Winter, PG. I've never heard of that, but it sounds queer. Queer isn't odd. It doesn't sound fun.
Okay, well, there's about to be a volleyball scene.
Next best thing.
Philadelphia, PG-13.
Philadelphia.
Very homosexual oriented.
3 to Tango. 2 Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. And Zorro the Gay Blade. Surprisingly enough, I don't know if that really has gay stuff in it. Gay theme movie or gay character? Okay, I thought that's interesting.
Who's gay in Zorro?
I don't know. But that's not the Zorro, because Zorro has two
that's
R's.
That's Zorro the Gay Blade.
That's Z-O-R-O.
And it's actually rated PG, which is kind of interesting.
But Joe, your point is confirmed, because like almost everything on this list of how many movies were it? Alright, there's 131 gay theme movies, and only 8 of them, maybe 10 tops, are PG-13 or below. So most of them already are. Take that how you will.
Don't know what that means.
Low tolerance.
Maybe low tolerance.
You can see it. You don't let the young
people
see it.
Okay, also, by gay, they mean two males, right? Not necessarily female-female?
Usually.
Okay. I'm just making sure that's
because otherwise 13 would be on here.
Female-female doesn't even count.
Yeah, 13's on here, so it's okay.
That's the point of our conversation.
Yeah, I know it doesn't count, but I was just wondering about this list. I know gay is usually associated with
as
men.
As Good as It Gets.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I did already say that, but it is a great movie. You guys should go rent it.
Homosexual males.
Sorry, we're a little sidetracked.
I'm about to get sidetracked because they're going to be playing volleyball.
Alright, for the next 10 minutes, it's okay if you turn this podcast off and start beating. I understand completely.
We will not judge you.
I might judge you a little bit, but I understand.
I will definitely not judge you.
And if you're not concentrating on the rainbow bikini, well...
Oh, Sarah Carter! Oh, Sarah Carter!
Okay,
I enjoyed the scene.
This is a decent fight
scene. And I'm going to say why. Because you just don't see the expandable baton enough. You really don't. It's a badass weapon. It has an extreme intimidation element to it. And it's just never incorporated. But you see it here. It's one of the only movies I can think of where you get to see an expandable baton.
Nuts and titties.
Oh, Sarah Carter! Suck me beautiful!
Like that, you know, the reality is the real sound of it expanding is actually even more intimidating than that.
And he uses gymnastics karate to take them down.
That was some cool sliding, by the way. I was okay with that.
Wire Fu, I think, is the technical word for that type of martial art.
We call it Jet Li. He is a hack.
Are you serious?
I'm not a fan of Jet Li.
Well,
you know
if he'd been jumping around like a little homo, he would have been Jackie Chan, so.
Jackie Chan has a sense of humor. That is not his fault. Jackie Chan is hilarious. Alright, here we go. Here we go. Jet Li, above, below, or at par with this movie?
Above.
At par.
Above.
Jackie
hero.
Chan.
Hero. That's all I gotta say.
And,
hero,
and I'll tell
that's
you why. And I'll
that's
tell
fair.
You why.
I will also say, in counter defense, the one.
Never seen it.
Okay,
so that's my
The one was weak.
It's horrible. Jason Statham's also in it.
Probably one of his weakest titles, although I haven't seen any of his original Asian films.
They're decent at best.
But I will say, even if his acting or the quality of his overall movies, he is so above these people's martial arts abilities.
Oh, no, no, no doubt. But then I would also say, and you'll disagree, Jackie Chan is also way above their abilities.
He would be.
But let's do this. Above, below, at par, Jackie Chan.
I guess I'll say...
At par.
I guess I'll say, yeah, at par.
Let's say at par because he does bad movies.
He does bad movies. Yeah. He does these kind of fun, bad movies.
The Tuxedo.
Jet Li does that too.
Although, I don't find them fun. I would just classify them as
I think... What movie has
Cradle
Jet Li
to
done?
The Grave.
What... Was he fun acting in it? Like, did he have humor in it? Or was it funny to you?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Like, Jackie Chan purposely does
Wait,
funny
no,
alright.
Jet Li does bad movies, but they're not fun or funny.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Jackie Chan does bad movies. But his bad movies aren't fun or funny to me.
But
it's
no,
his good movies
that
are fun or funny to me.
Yeah, but Jackie Chan, his fun or fun movies are intended to be that way.
Yeah.
Jet Li's are like, I made an accident. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'll give you that. I'll give
whoops,
you that.
That was supposed to be serious.
I'll give you that.
This is a pretty good fight here. A little bit of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon crap to it. Don't know how you feel about the movie.
Great movie. Great movie. Ang Lee, going back to Brokeback Mountain, also
you know
directed Crouching Tiger.
I'm just going to say, if she was having sex with me, I wouldn't complain about her player.
No, I totally gave her a 9.
The question is, does the carpet match the drapes? I know it's a cliche, but does it?
And would that throw you off? That's a better question. What would you do if
it would
she
throw
did
me
the
off
robe?
For all of about 1 second before it motivated me to just even go more nuts on it?
I think it might turn me on a little bit more than just
exactly,
a normal carpet.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
I think I might go at it harder.
And if
I
it was shaped
agree.
Like something,
nice.
Like possibly my head would explode.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
if it
was
cut
there
was
some
into something.
Trimming, design.
Oh, get out of here.
And then
possibly the Batman
shortly
signal.
After my other
or
head
like
would
a
explode.
Mega Man head or something. Oh god.
A Mega Man head.
I said
or
Batman
something
signal.
Really nerdy
signal.
Like that. It would. Oh. Bat signal. Nice. Bat signal or the X-Men signal.
I think
oh yeah. Get out of here.
Game okay, over.
The Superman signal, Tom? Mackie.
Well, I think maybe it's fair to somewhat address our levels of nerdiness. Because I think Ryan, obviously, is probably going to top it off.
I'm probably the nerdiest out of all of us.
Nerdiness being based on, I guess, the level of time spent on audiovisual electronics.
Oh, wait. Is that nerdiness? Or what's nerdiness and what's geekiness?
Ooh, I'm not...
What are qualifiers there? I think there's a difference there.
Some people were.
Alright, nerd is technical,
well,
and geek
okay.
is
you
like,
know, we can sit and dissect this, but let's just think of the order. Whether you're talking about nerdiness or geekiness, will the order still be about basically the same? You're probably still top of the list.
Then Joe, then
probably
Mackie.
Joe, then Mackie.
You are at the very bottom.
So I don't know. Mackie has more knowledge about computers and electronics and stuff.
There you
but
go.
But that's technical,
if we're doing
useful hardware knowledge. It's not SG-1
but,
knowledge.
But technical... That kind of knowledge is nerdiness, whereas geekiness is about, like, the
okay,
obscure stuff.
Okay.
So if we're going nerd, then I go me, Mackie, Joe. If we're going geeky, me, Joe, Mackie.
Okay.
So,
okay.
God damn it. Oh, Helena.
That looks horrible, and I'm sure it's supposed to, but oh my god.
I kind of like the flatness of the leaves, actually.
I think they're hearts, man.
That had to be the
no, they're totally
fun
leaves, man.
Scene to film.
Yeah,
for him.
He knows it's not going to happen.
As the director of this film, how do you not just make up a scene just to get her in a compromising position?
That's a good point.
Where do you think they filmed this movie? Is this Thailand?
Hawaii.
Is this a Hawaii movie?
Hawaii, California.
That's not California.
Yeah, it could be. Nah, it's not.
That's a Pacific island.
I'm lying. I'm a liar.
It's where they filmed Waterworld.
Fuck Waterworld.
That is my guess. My guess.
No, they filmed Waterworld in the Abyss.
No.
Because it was such a bad movie. But I kind of liked it.
Alright, so we already rated the girls. Let's, who is your girl? I think everybody at this point knows who I'm going for. Sarah Carter, of course.
Sarah Carter. I'm going to go with Sarah Carter.
Very nice. And
Jamie
Joe.
Presley. Just because she can fuck me into shape.
Wow. If she flexed it, she'd chop you.
I really thought you might have went, I really thought you were going with
girl.
The... No. I thought you were going to go with, Wait, no, Purple Hair was a 7 from you, wasn't she?
Well, she's probably my second place.
She's my second place. Then followed by Thief Girl. Then followed by... Actually, I'm going to have to go with Jamie Presley over Devin Aoki.
Which, again, I mean, let's be honest.
Devin Aoki is a man. He looks like a man.
We're splitting up ears here.
Oh, no, because, totally. I mean, we would do every single one of these chicks. Very compromising things to them. Compromising to their characters.
Yeah, they probably have to go into hiding once we got them.
We would get sued.
Yeah.
I would make a sex
After
tape
what we did
and it would
these.
Be on the internet.
It would be a completely consensual sex act, and they could probably still sue us for libel.
So IMDb, the user rating is 4.9 out
that
of 10.
That is for goddamn ridiculous.
People just
where was
don't
it filmed?
Understand.
Where was it filmed?
All right, where was it filmed?
People go into these movies looking for something that's not there. That is not even
Thailand.
Supposed to be there.
It was filmed in
I
Bangkok,
right.
Thailand.
See,
good
I said
job.
I said Thailand or Hawaii?
China. So Thailand and China.
No, but these outside scenes of the cliffs that we were talking about, that's got to be true.
And I'm sorry, I know she beats him because, you know, the plot needs it, but... If you actually did Muay Thai, and this would be guy versus guy or girl versus girl
in a Canadian tuxedo.
No, if you did, let's just evaluate the fighting styles. If you fought Muay Thai versus wrestling, Muay Thai would win hands down. It's one of the most brutal martial arts ever.
Well, here now, you see, you're turning this into something real.
Oh my God, this is fucking retarded. Whoever did this post in IMDb, one of the trivia. For this game is, this movie is based on a popular fighting game series of the same name, Dead or Alive. Fucking really? You're blowing my fucking mind, man. You are blowing my fucking mind. Tell me Mortal Kombat wasn't based on a game. Tell me fucking Super Mario Brothers wasn't based on a game. Fucking suck my dick.
Alright, so you have some issues with IMDb.
I have some issues with retarded people having access to the internet.
Honestly, these had to be fun scenes to film.
The volleyball scene is a reference to the DOA spinoff Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball. And the ball used is an exact replica of the in-game ball.
Wow.
I thought the thing was...
It's made of pixels, and it's an exact replica.
Apparently. So, Milo Ventimiglia, who me and Joe know as Peter from the show Heroes, was originally supposed to be Weatherby, the nerd, in this movie. That would have been way much better than this fucking Reba dude.
Wait, who is the...
Peter from Heroes.
Okay.
He would have been way better than this fucker.
There's one problem with this fight scene too. Didn't she already get the ring out? Like, didn't she already?
She was holding on. She was holding on. Apparently.
That's unfucking possible.
Or maybe he just gave up. Like, it's not a ring out thing. He just gave up. Like, he's fucking beat off. Not beat off.
Beat up.
Beating up. There we go. Those are words that I like to use. Continuity errors when Chrissy knocks out Helena during this fight, the rain fight. Helena is lying in a large puddle of water.
Sounds good.
And then the next shot, she's laying in wet sand. Also, that's all. Never mind. There's none also. I take that back.
Really, could you think of two better people to you?
My question is, who the fuck is watching for continuity errors during that scene? I'm not. I'm trying to look at some ass and titties.
Okay, yeah, and here's another good point. Why would you pick out pieces of flawed shit in a shit movie?
That's another good point. Why?
Yeah, why?
Why? Are you trying to make the movie better?
You're
you can't.
You're an anal retentive bastard.
Here it goes. There was any time to ignore us and watch the movie.
Mute us. Mute us for like 5 minutes and then come back to us. It's okay. I will not be offended.
Although we're probably going to be saying some.
Oh my god! The cleft of the ass, ladies and gentlemen. God. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Oh. Sarah Carter.
Now, is this like a thinking of the future? Did this happen
does
earlier
not
today?
Matter.
She's flashbacking.
Flashback.
Yeah. This whole scene is a flashback. Oh, she's absolutely gorgeous. Not Chrissy. Fuck her. And her fucking weird face. She looks like a frog.
Yeah, and her mascara. Fake tan.
Yeah, it's a little too much mascara.
A little goth.
It is a little goth. It's weird. All she needs is like the black hair, red hair. She's on it.
Don't even.
Nah! No one has pictographic memory that much when they can remember the letters.
Yeah, not when they're fighting. Shit. Pay more attention to your fight.
Some
you
people supposedly
won.
Do have photographic memory.
She does win, I think.
I did not think so. I thought Christy won, but I could
be. Yeah, Christy does win.
Well,
not Sarah Carter.
Oh.
Sarah Carter loses, I think. Yeah, here it goes. And she's out, I think.
No.
Oh, never mind.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it does not look like it's raining in the background of this.
Oh no, this is totally like they had water and they were just spraying them.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what a great day to be on
set.
Yeah,
I mean, if you were,
I want to be that prop guy.
Tell me how many outtakes they had where one of the guys just decided to haul off and go fire hose on these chicks.
By fire hose, do you mean tugging
okay,
on their winky until something comes out?
It's gonna turn into wet sand.
So yeah.
That's why the movie sucks. Really,
yeah, see? Continuity error.
That's
wow, wow.
Yeah, right there.
Get
that's
a
what's
fucking
that's not a giant
life. Bone. Get a life. The nerd is obsessed.
No. Take your fucking life. Every episode, I want at least one person to kill themselves. Take your fucking lives. If you're
you know,
that
you know,
anal retentive,
I'm gonna say,
take your fucking
I'm
lives.
I'm going to say take a proactive step. Move out of your parents' basement.
There you go. There's tired of your shit. Move out. You're a fucking burden on society.
Seriously, and shave your face, too, okay?
Shave your face. You look like the 70s Unabomber.
Look at that 70s porno vagina.
Take a bath.
You look like Al Roker's butthole.
Your cologne doesn't just hide smell. It's supposed to make you smell good after baths.
You look like... cut myself off. You look like Martha Stewart's with JJ.
Yeah, she cares about houses. Not her pussy.
I think
not clean.
Let's do a fuck scale.
Of Martha Stewart?
Of Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart fuck scale? 3, 2, 1, 4.
Okay.
That's great.
You know what?
That's
since
great.
Since we're doing this, it seems kind of similar to me. Hillary Clinton.
3, wait, I need more time. This is tough.
Well, wait until we get to Barack Obama. That'll really throw you off.
I can already tell you. It's going to be in the high 7s. All right. So, Hillary Clinton. Buck
okay.
scale.
Hillary Clinton.
3, 2, 1, 3. 4.
Yeah.
Wow, same as Martha. I get Martha the edge because Hillary seems like a bitch.
Well, and
Hillary
you
seems
know
like
what?
A bitch, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
sometimes.
No, let's be honest
that
with
could
ourselves.
Be all right.
She's a powerful woman who exhibits behavior and who exhibits a personality that we would find desirable in a male, so we label her a bitch.
I'm going to say Martha Stewart's creative, so she'll be creative in bed. She'll bring more to the table.
She'll probably, like, tie a little bow on your dick and, like, make a little truffle or some sort of thing.
And they suck you off with chocolate sauce. I'm all about that, man.
Whereas Hillary Clinton,
be careful
I would,
food,
I would,
that shit can sour.
I would think Hillary Clinton would probably tie you up.
Life lessons from Joe. Life lessons from Joe.
I would be okay with Hillary Clinton tying
because let's be honest, once you've conquered Bill Clinton,
I'm actually gonna have to say, like, if Hillary Clinton came through the door and wanted to suck me off, I'd say actually no. I would actually turn her down.
I'm not sure why you would. At the very least, imagine the blackmail possibilities.
It's true. That's the point. Alright, okay.
This
moving
woman
on.
Has had sex with the most powerful man on the planet from 1992 to 2000, the most powerful man on Earth.
So, I mean, you're talking about just bragging rights.
Sure.
I'm talking about, like, alright, so What if she was just, alright, who she is, you but none of the connotations. She's just who she is, but no connotations. No, like, she
still,
is a powerful person. Just
well,
her,
obviously,
herself.
Still just take away the context and puts her of your lover.
I would say,
for
at
not,
that point.
Although, I would say, I'm not
point.
Sure how old she is.
For you, maybe.
But I think
I
she's
still
probably
think there's a kinky
courage.
Factor that would still keep on it.
Pretty good looking for
it's
her
kinda,
age,
it's kind of kinky.
I don't know what her age is exactly.
I think she's in the 50s. I think that's a good bet.
I think she might be up near 60. Damn near 60.
58? I got 58. 58, fine.
We can check this out.
We can
let's
check this
fucking
out.
This being up.
In the meantime, do we need to talk about Obama?
I mean, my God, it's not Google Map. You're not looking for the location of Dick Cheney's house. This is information you should be able to find. In case you guys didn't know, check it out. Try to look up where Dick Cheney lives or any of his different residences. They're completely blacked out. Nice little black spot for you. Satellite photo.
I should have known that was going to help.
Did you just IMDb Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Because I don't think she's been in too much.
I thought she might have been in one thing, and that would have been enough.
Yeah, Dateline as herself.
47.
Really?
She was
See,
born in 47, so she...
Oh,
it's 61. She's
61. See, I was right. I said in the 60s.
Wow, that's something.
There,
all right.
I mean, that's a good-looking 60-year-old.
It is... It's just
that's
pretty damn good.
Wouldn't
she's
really,
pretty damn
really
good.
Have to worry about the pregnancy thing. Right?
It's true. Menopause.
You don't have to worry about the pregnancy thing.
Menopause.
She could be a doorway to her daughter. Daughter.
Is the daughter any good? Last time I remember, Chelsea's kind of rough looking.
I don't even know.
Isn't she like a redhead?
I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think the Bush twins might be better looking.
Let's look up this shit.
Yeah, but the Bush twins would probably party harder than
Clinton. Oh, absolutely.
They'd
I
leave
mean,
us in
they'd
the
They'd follow
dust.
After their pop. They're probably sucking coke down. See, there's not. That's okay.
All right, Chelsea Clinton.
The picture we just pulled up.
Let's pull up like a few more pictures before we do this.
She looks like Dracula.
She
kind of
does. Let's get.
No.
That's not a good picture.
I think this might be a good picture. Okay.
Yeah, it's all right. All right,
Chelsea Clinton.
On a good day or bad day.
Doesn't matter. On average, 3, 2, 1, 5.
I mean, there it is.
Wow,
there
we are
is.
Fucking on it, guys.
The most,
we are just fucking on it.
The most omnipotent feeling of neutralness ever.
Okay, well,
now
back to the movie. It's swords versus hands. Hands lose.
We're going on another tangent because I'm saying Monica Lewinsky.
No, Bush twins.
Bush twins?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Look at that.
There's
look
no
at that.
What comes up when you Google Bush twins. Do you have the,
Is the moderate safe search is on, so turn off
that's
the...
That's okay.
Turn off the safe search.
That's okay.
Yeah, safe search. You'll probably get a lot of fake stuff.
They look really young, but I'm sure they're legal right. Now.
The one on the left, the one's a little bit chunky.
Alright, we're gonna
it's
do...
because she drinks alcohol.
Wow, well, how are you gonna do this?
You know, I'm gonna go a little political here for a minute. Let's point out some of the ironies. The one Bush daughter, she's doing a campaign awareness thing about AIDS in Africa.
So that's good. She's a good person.
Her father promotes an abstinence-only program in Africa, which obviously kills probably thousands of people every day.
Yeah.
Right. Irony, people. Irony.
This is not a political podcast,
it's
so we're going to move on.
Mackie apologizes.
Bush twins together.
Okay.
You have to take both of them equally. You have to... You can't pay attention to one or the other. You have to take both of them.
Could I say fuck your dad while I nut on their faces?
Yes, that is allowed.
Okay.
Could
I... Wait.
Could I tie him down and force him to watch?
I don't want that to be the reason you rate them higher, though. That's a thing. All right.
Okay.
How fuckable they are versus how much you want to fuck them, I'd say, is different.
Fuckable. We're talking about fuckable. How fuckable they are, not how much you want to
okay,
fuck them
three,
to get over at daddy. Three, two, one,
three,
six.
Three, four, five.
Three. I mean,
four,
three.
Five.
Because I'm not seeing a lot of attractiveness out of
the one on the left is a cutie.
Now, if you could have... They don't know what picture we're looking at. The blonde and slightly chunky. We're rating her a little bit lower.
There's
of
American
course.
Flag in the background.
I mean, Jesus Christ, you're a fucking billionaire of the elite in America, and you can't get a fucking personal trainer?
Personal trainer? And that face is kind of busted.
Or a
yeah.
nutritionist.
What the fuck is that shit? But yeah, I mean, so far as attractiveness, it's fairly low.
The other one looks like Lacey Chabert. So
don't
she's
know who
a
that
cutie.
Is. I agree.
She was in Mean Girls.
Okay.
She kind of looks like Jennifer Love Hewitt a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
It's that one, if you know that. I will fucking search her up.
I don't. We should probably look at that.
We'll fucking not do that. titties.
They're pranks. Prank photos.
This is Lacey Shavert.
Wow.
Clearly much better looking than any Bush twin.
Lacey Shavert. Scale from 1 to 10.
What's she from again?
Mean Girls is the only thing I know her from.
Really?
I think possibly Party of Five, but I might be getting her confused with Jennifer Love Hewitt. I think I am.
Party of Five was Love Hewitt.
Alright. So,
Oh, here's this retarded ass thing in the plot.
Alright, we're gonna digress. We'll get back.
The sunglasses make him powerful. It's like the most retarded fucking thing ever.
Because
and the only thing that doesn't surprise me about this is they did not use it as an opportunity to plug a particular brand of sunglass.
Oh my god, are you in favor of plugging products in movies? That's stupid. I'm against
saying
that.
I'm surprised they didn't.
I'm happy they didn't.
Particular movie. I said, surprise. That's all.
A good surprise.
Sure. Don't really care. This movie has no dignity, so why try to protect it?
God damn it.
Do we really... I mean, she's obviously trying to... The Lacey
Oh, no, Lacey Shaver, I just want to look at her more.
Okay.
Scale from 1 to 10. 3... 2, 1,
9.
Mackie.
8.
Oh, you contrary son of a bitch. Nah, she's almost damn perfection.
Brooke Burke.
Brooke Burke.
That's not fair.
Scale from 1 to 10.
That's not
fuckable.
Fair.
3, 2.
Oh, I thought you were saying 3. I was about to punch you in the face.
1.
I said 9. If I remember correctly.
8.
Beating off to her, so.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That was the weekly
now,
rant.
The movie's still underway with the podcast, but the podcast is over. It just is.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to edit that, actually. I'm just going to leave it on
that's
so
fine.
You all can know what Joe said.
Right.
Again, send any comments. I really
hate
hope
mail.
We get comments, especially hate mail. weeklyrant@hotmail.com.
You know what we're going to get? A bunch of hate mail towards us that's like, hey, I beat off to the chest.
You're gonna get like a bunch of people on Joe's side, like, ah, I beat off with Brooke Burke too. I think I just said Brooke Bird.
Might be the case.
It was like Big Bird.
It happens.
Big Bird. Fuckable. What the thing?
And you want here? Let's
all
okay,
I can't
the,
do
the attractive chick in this movie.
Three.
What is her name again? The attractive one in this movie.
Sarah Carter.
Sarah Carter. Let's talk about the other thing that she's in, which is Smallville.
Oh,
and let's just go ahead and take a second to say that really most of the females in that show are like
a little busted.
That show starts. No, that show starts at like 6.
Oh.
That show starts at like 6.
Dude, she's absolutely fucking gorgeous, man.
Yeah.
The most ugly street wench in that show is like 6.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
most
like
deaf.
People.
Whoa. Oh, I'm sorry, but her voice is high, so you can't look at the pictures.
The boots.
Joe
well,
likes
she's
the
not
boots.
Talking in the. She's not talking in the pictures. I know that's a terrible thing to say.
She has some nice legs.
Yeah, I bet she's tall.
I love the tallies.
Yeah, Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman, I fucking
think,
love
I don't
Uma Thurman.
I don't think she's tall.
Uma Thurman is tall.
Well, with those,
think
with those,
she's tall.
With those boots.
Oh yeah, no, most deaf. She's like a school teacher. So this is pretty much devolved into instead of us watching the movie and talking about it, us looking at pictures of hot women.
Yeah, so apparently the chick's brother was locked up and he's been studied, tortured, military.
He's not dead.
Whatever. Yeah,
that's the
back.
Big plot twist. They Shyamalan'd it. They M. Night Shyamalan'd your ass.
Is she on a bike?
Sure. Oh, what the hell is that? I don't want to look at that. That's going to be good. Oh, no, it looks like Jared Leto and Tom Welling combined into one cockbag of a fuck. Those aren't words. I'm burping up alcohol.
Welcome to my world.
Brewskis.
There's about to be a ridiculously stupid one.
Oh, yeah. Well,
as
I mean, this is Dead or Alive.
This movie hasn't been, you know, ridiculously stupid vibes.
And the thing is, this movie's not even really particularly close to being over.
I'd say it's got, what, 15 minutes left?
Oh, yeah, tops.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it ends at 82, 83 minutes in. Yeah, 87 minutes in.
But it's pure unadulterated crap for the rest of the movie.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. I'm just gonna go ahead and say, even if your sunglasses could predict martial arts moves,
it doesn't mean you're good.
Yeah. It doesn't make you be able to.
You're not trained. You don't have the muscle memory. You don't have any of that
shit.
Exactly.
Watch Fight Science.
Or don't. I don't really care. I'm not gonna promote Fight Science.
Well, my God, we promote everything else on here.
Yeah, but that's a very, very just decent show. It's good. It's just, eh.
They've made more.
Oh, really?
And the other ones are really pretty good.
Fair enough.
That's one of the things. We don't have cable.
It goes on for too long. That's the only thing about
it. Hey, do you guys want to hear the plot keywords for this movie? Beach volleyball. Panty shot.
Oh, that's
glasses. Cool. Purple hair. Island. Green beard. Parachute. Nerd. Swords. Tournament. Teen comedy. Bikini.
This is not.
Princess.
Everything's right.
Runaway.
Teen comedy.
Boat. Violence.
Runaway?
Action heroine. Martial arts.
Wait.
Assassin.
Female nudity.
Kickboxing.
Oh, bullshit.
Female nudity. Upskirt. Safe. Friendship. Beach. Competition. Pirates. Pro wrestling. Karate.
There's no
superpowers. Beautiful woman. Burglary. Buddha. Inheritance. Dishonor. Ninja. Wrestler.
That's
based
all
on
over,
video
that,
game.
That's all over the board.
That is absolutely crazy.
That's everywhere.
Get some user comments on this bitch. Good fun if you're in the right mood. Agreed. Agreed. Teenage boys are going to love it. True.
Agreed.
Yeah. Brain off entertainment. Also agree. Poor excuse for a plot, but good action. Really not that bad. Also, I'll give it that. There's action. There's bikinis. That's about it. Agreed. Fan service. Okay. I don't know how to take that, but that's good. Absolutely fantastic if you're watching it in 1996. That one got Joe going. Worse than I thought it would be. That's wrong. That's just wrong.
Fuck that guy.
How could you... What were you expecting?
Yeah, what kind of expectations?
What the fuck were you expecting? Better than most video game adaptations, correct.
Yeah.
Really good. That's a little much. An entertaining action flick, especially for blokes. Alright, true. Interesting movie with excellent fighting sequences. Not interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting is not the right word.
Excellent fighting sequences
is
pretty
debatable. Is a bit,
yeah. Total cotton candy Mortal Kombat with chicks. Think comic book.
Cotton candy. Seems that
we just saw Mortal Kombat,
yeah,
you jackass.
Way better.
Obviously, he's not seen it in close proximity.
Another bad video game movie. Wrongos.
Yeah.
Tongue-in-cheek action film is action-packed and very silly and perfect for those who want mindless action with just enough plot so as not to be totally mindless. Oh my God, learn some punctuation, you butt-fuckery.
Yeah, and possibly don't be so superfluous. 10-cent word.
Destined to be a drinking game favorite. Nice! I actually agree with that 100%. Dead or alive, that's not a comment. Why did I watch it? Why? Because you suck at life like we do.
Yeah, maybe.
Catastrophe. Wrong. Adults and those with more discerning taste need not apply. Watch Van Damme Street Fighter again or watch the Pandora.
I don't really. Disagree with what I would say adults and people with more discerning behavior. It's probably fairly accurate to straight the point. Although, you know, I would consider people in our age.
Yeah, and then again, I'd say I'm a child.
My parents are not watching this.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Alright, DOA movie sucked, end of story. And then he lists, like, 10 points as to why. 5 points as to why. I can't count. I'm a little tipsy. You had to figure out which actor was which because they didn't look much like their game counterparts. Well, except Tina and Bass.
Didn't they have
you could tell them right away
who
they were.
Didn't they have screenshots of their face with their names?
They totally did, more than once.
Okay.
More than once.
The fighting style was all wrong? What a fucking...
You are fucking reading ahead. Let me read for the audience. Number 2, it didn't even have one level from the game. Alright? Being one of the only few in this group who has played the game, the levels aren't fucking memorable, you piece of shit. They're not clever. It's just like island location. Beach location.
Yeah, I can speak.
City location.
I can speak from, like, Tekken.
Yeah.
Fight games, the locations are supposed to be crazy variable. And if you're organizing a fight, what are you going to do? All right, well, we're going to fly you out to fucking Russia to have a fight scene. Okay, now you're going to fly back. Now we're going to fly you out to China to have a fight scene.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it. It's not practical.
I agree.
The only video game that really has, like, discernible locations for fighting, it's Super Smash Brothers, because it's based on, like, you know, Mario worlds and Zelda worlds.
It's totally applicable.
You're dumb shit. Ash Misty Forever 2002 on IMDb. Suck balls, eat them and die. But I'm still going to continue. Number three reason why this movie sucked was the fighting style was all wrong. What? Are you kidding me? From the game?
Didn't actually fight to the style.
I'll give you that. Who the fuck cares, though? That's my question. Yeah. Who really fucking cares? Number four. And the shades at the end was stupid. Not English. Not English, but we agree. We all agree on that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Ash Misty.
It's A and D for hand.
Yeah. Learn how to spell. Alright. Number five.
Spell check won't save you every time.
Spell check. Way of the future. Way of the future.
shades is plural. So they wasn't.
Yeah.
Was stupid. They
and the shades at the end was stupid.
They were stupid.
Alright. So, number five reason this movie sucked. They flew right by with the first rounds of the competition.
What fucking
other than
movie
that, the comedy was good and the
what
music.
What fucking movie doesn't fly through the beginning of the competition?
Dumb shit.
Any sports
dumb
movie,
shit.
Any fighting comedy.
Way in the future. Way in the future.
Jeez.
yeah, okay. Because see, let me explain brackets. They start out huge and they get smaller. So more importance is placed on later fights because there's fewer of them and you can fill up time with them, you know?
Agreed. Though, in fairness, he did say the good things were the comedy and the music. I'm gonna go ahead and fucking argue that. The comedy was very, very basic.
It was
not
basic.
Funny. Not funny. I maybe giggled once, and that was because of the gay joke with the dad, and because I'm a sucker for gay jokes. They're hilarious. I like Kevin Smith. And whatever. The music is very, very, very minimal. It does nothing to differentiate itself from anything else. It is bad techno.
Yeah,
at the very best, it's
because
poor techno.
Yeah, and because there is such a good thing as good techno.
There is good techno.
It's not here.
Look up Justice. We'll promote Justice right now.
Justice
is fucking
Crystal
great.
Crystal Method, Paul Oakenfold.
Fatboy Slim.
You got a lot of stuff that you can do.
Would you consider Daft Punk?
Daft Punk is techno electronica.
Yeah,
either way,
dance.
Look them up. They're great. Paul Oakenfold is fucking brilliant.
Brilliant.
Download the Matrix Reloaded soundtrack. Listen to it. Love it. But just the second
Rob
CD.
Rob Dugan.
Oh, really
Rob Dugan
is great.
Well, they escaped, and they're going to get their asses handed to him by...
Bayman is coming back. Apparently, he's a bad guy, which I didn't know in the video games. But I don't really care, because I'm not holding it to the video games, because the video games, let me tell you, have no plot and are fucking stupid. They're just fun to play. Just like this movie. Just like this fucking movie. So, get over it. The video game's not good. Another in the comment, if only Street Fighter had been this good. Kudos to you, J Whale. Kudos to you. For what it is, pretty good, but far from great. Nah, I agree. Check your brain at the door, entertainment. Agree. As close to the game as you can. Well, I guess. Who fucking cares? If you know DOA, you know what you're getting. Don't knock it till you tried it. Masterpiece isn't quite a word to describe this. Oh, interesting. This guy's a little pussy. Alright, well, I'm done reading comments. We'll focus on the movie for the last 10 minutes, maybe, if even that much.
God willing.
I think he's pretty much deadsies at this point.
Yeah, so even if you're...
It's fighting in a life jacket.
Yeah, even if you're, you know, big, you apparently can take hits like nobody's business.
That's just something you learn. They do that in Jet Li movies, they do that in The Protector, they do it in every single fucking movie.
Fail to work.
Yeah.
Except when you get hit with that acupuncture needle, and then it's like game over. Right?
Unless it's like mind over matter kind of shit, like the Hindus do.
Well, the assumption maybe that they can train that hard to get that big.
They can train that hard to not feel
pain.
Pain,
or their muscles block it or something.
I guess that could be an argument. That's really retarded.
I guess that's the reality is. Crossfire, jeez.
Okay, he pulled with one hand what they were pulling with two. I know they're women, but they're pretty strong, so I'm going to go ahead and call fake on
Presley.
That.
At least Presley.
That's true. She has man hands.
I like her.
It's okay, Joe. I'm not saying anything at all.
Okay.
I like Sarah Carter voice and all, so we are just, you know, different strokes for different folks. Something you can learn from classic TV. It takes different strokes. It takes different strokes to rule the world.
Oh man, we are gone.
I'm pretty fucking gone. Is that either going to be the best or worst episode we've done this far? I'm going with this.
I'm
going to
be
best.
Fairly decent. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Fairly decent.
If you don't like it, fuck you. Send us hate mail. Again, I don't care.
Yeah,
weeklyrant@hotmail.com.
At the very least, hopefully, they're watching the movie, too. They're watching the movie along with it, and they'll associate us with TNA.
Also, like, we don't really even talk about the movie that much. So, I mean, if you don't watch the movie,
for us. However selfish that may sound, it would just drop the mic.
Technical difficulties, Ryan smacked the mic over, Ryan being me. yeah, totally. If you don't watch the movie,
this
that's
is
fine.
The best.
We are fucking hilarious. I'm going to toot my own horn. I am the fucking shit.
That's a little bit dumb.
That's... Oh, okay.
There is a place in your foot that if you hit, will reverse your blood flow.
Oh.
It's true.
No. Calling bullshit on this one.
Wait, Joe, do you also want to explain us
do
the
Do you really think
the
there's a spot
kneeling
in your foot? The point on your body that is built to absorb...
Is
constant.
Wait, wasn't that in a Jet Li movie? Wasn't it in Kiss of the Dragon?
No, the needle pressure points is.
Oh, okay.
Much more believable if you could stick a needle in somebody's spine at a particular place, and that would call.
Well,
that's
certain,
a hell of a lot more believable.
There's
than a spot on a pad of your body made to take impact will reverse your blood flow.
I was talking out of my ass, just for the record.
Totally ass talk.
This is not a show where you do that kind of thing.
Yes, it is.
And
that's
this
what
is
we do the whole show.
This is what your first episode, so you're giving me
this
lessons about the
my
show.
My second
episode,
and
second
there
and
was
half.
A lost half
second
episode.
Half.
It was second and a half. I don't know what we're gonna do about the lost episode, folks. Just mild digression.
We're just gonna have you're just gonna have to wonder. About
you're gonna have to wonder
awesome
how great
it was.
It was pretty awesome. Shit happened.
Yeah.
Shit happened for real.
Yeah.
It got real.
Yeah.
Any more comments, Joe?
No, I like Mac. That was the only thing that I put into that episode.
And me and Mac, you are definitely Charlie fans. Which we're talking about, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia right now.
FX.
In case you didn't know, FX. Thursdays at 10, I think it came on
so
when it was on.
So get cable and watch it.
Get cable. Buy the
DVD
set.
Yeah.
You know what? Go ahead and buy that instead of this. If you're going to rent money on this, fuck DOA. Just go ahead and buy
Sunny.
Always Sunny. Listen to us anyway, but
save,
buy Always
save
Sunny.
Save up your milk money for It's Always Sunny.
Oh no! They pulled over the same chick!
Ain't life a bee.
Wow. That's something. Beach party! She's such a fucking hottie. I don't like her voice. I'm not a fan of her voice, Christy.
Yeah,
ha!
That's most annoying to the
ha!
Sense.
Ha! Yeah, Ash Misty was so right about the comedy in this movie. Hilarious. I almost pissed my pants out of laughter. God damn it. Fuck him! Fuck him!
Fuck that guy.
Fuck Ash Misty. You know what Ash Misty is now that I think about it? Fucking Pokemon names. Ash and Misty were the guys in the Pokemon show. If you ever watch it, Ash and Misty were the main characters. Fucking Pokemon lovers on the internet bashing a Dead or Alive movie. I don't even have to say anything else.
Wow.
Wow!
We might have won World War II, but... Japan won pop culture.
I guess it sets up a sequel?
Yeah, but...
I'm not 100%.
But it was all about hand-to-hand combat, now they pick up swords.
I'm okay with whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Paul W.S. Anderson produced it. Paul W.S. Anderson being the director of Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
That's
yes.
hilarious. I can
what
see
a
why.
Dink.
I know, right? That's crazy. All right,
you
so.
Ready to wrap this thing up?
We are wrapping it up. As always, this was The Weekly Rant. You can reach us at theweeklyrant.blogspot.com. Email us with death threats, comments, hate, whatever. Just fucking send us whatever.
Yeah, I guess you can't send anthrax everything. So.
weeklyrant@hotmail.com. Send us shit. We love to hear from people. Possibly. I don't know yet. I don't
if
really
you
care.
Are people.
If you are people. If not you're a robot, then fuck you. Fuck robots. Fuck all of them. I'm just digressing into, like, just vulgarities. So,
okay, so let's go ahead with the website
let's,
and the email address.
We already did that.
Thanks for
awesome.
Your
thanks for looking. Thanks for listening,
the curve
Matt.
There.
A little bit drunk. A little bit drunk.
Last horse.
Alright, so, what we do, as always, is we rate what we just saw.
Okay.
Scale from 1 to 5. This is not a fuckable scale or
no.
anything. Which is going to be our new thing to
that,
do, apparently.
That puts
rate this movie.
Sinks my boat.
Rate this movie. For, you know, whatever you will, and then we'll all get to say what we thought about individually. On this count of 1 through 3, we're gonna give us what we think. Alright? 3, 2, 1, 2.
We're really syncing up now.
We are fucking on a roll, guys.
And I don't know if you guys feel the same way as me, but I would say low 2.
I would actually say high 2.
The TNA, I mean, it puts it up pretty high.
I'm in the
but
middle.
We're talking
I'm
a pretty low quality movie here.
I'm just straight up 2.
It's low quality, but I think they intend it to be low quality, and the TNA, and it's definitely like a drinking
but
movie.
But here's what you gotta
it's
think.
Definitely
we're
a
talking
movie.
A 5 scale.
Two five
and
scale.
A half is average.
And
when you've got
average.
Movies out there like Road to
no,
Perdition.
3 is average, man.
Road to Perdition is
out
easily
of 5, 3 is average.
But
2
we're
and
not,
a half is
we're
average.
Not doing halves.
That's
three
a good point. I'd
score.
Say 3 is medium.
Okay, so 3
we're
is a medium
half.
Score.
Yeah.
Medium.
I would still even say, to put it slightly below a medium score, when you got the types of movies out there that are out there, you got to make room for some of these really excellent things. But
okay, I would have to.
We all said 2.
I would kind of have to argue with grading scale like. You're saying 50% is average, versus okay, maybe I'm just in the mindset that like you know
a 70 is average.
Yeah.
You're talking about school stuff.
Yeah.
We're just gonna go
sorry.
With 3 is average.
3 is average.
Actually, no, fuck it. We'll do 2.5 is average, but you can't do average. You're always gonna have to be either a little bit negative or a little bit positive on something. Calling average is bullshit. So we're just gonna say 2.5 is average, but
below.
You can't call it.
We
so we're all a little below average, which is, I mean. That's what this movie
except
is.
Except for me, I'm trying to put it quite a bit below average.
It's a little below average. It's not good. It's not horrible.
There's not. There's.
It's fun.
There's no money shot. There's some
if
money shots,
paid,
but you don't. You don't
yeah.
see. You don't see it pure nudity. So there's.
If a friend owns it, watch it.
Oh, most definitely.
Don't waste your money on it.
If you Netflix
if
it,
you paid $8.
I'm okay with that.
For this,
oh yeah.
Probably should. You should feel like an
if
ass.
If it was given to you as a gift,
I feel like an ass. I paid $8 for it.
That's,
if it was given to you as a gift,
but I get
okay.
to share it with you guys, so it's all good. Yeah. We had a good time. We have another podcast we've done, all
right.
So I think this is a great time to end it. Do we have anything else to say?
No.
Negative.
Nothing else at all.
All right, that's it.
All right, that's a wrap. This was The Weekly Rant. Wow, more is not coming out. The Weekly Rant with Ryan Demarest and Joe Armstrong. Have a great week.
And including Mackie.
And Mackie, but you know, the regulars.
Yes,
have a great week.